Chapter 8 Gourley stood flat-footed, looking up. The monstrous figure looked down on him from 12 feet above. Its head was bald, and its broad face rested on a thick neck like an ugly troll's. Its chest was broad and hairy, and its gray skin was clammy like a fish. Its arms were long and thick like an ape's, and its knuckles almost clawed the floor.
What are you?
What am I?
It said.
I know you wonder.
Gourley shrugged and tried to ignore the stench of its breath.
Confident this one is.
It said. It pointed a fingernail tipped like a spear at him.
Perhaps you think me a troll. But trolls don't speak like me and you, do they?
I wouldn't know, Gourley said. The only trolls I've ever known are dead.
Oh.
The creature said with a smile of broken teeth.
I like that. Maybe you think me a giant.
Gourley gave the monster a closer study. He knew the races. He'd spent his entire life mimicking them. And he thought he'd seen all of them. But this thing was different. The eyes of trolls were dull and stupid. This thing's eyes showed cunning. He'd seen plenty of giants, too. But none with arms so very long before, either. Its legs were short. And there were strange ridges in its skin. But its mouth looked a mile wide.
Maybe it's cursed. Maybe it's a demon from the depths.
I don't care what you are,
Gourley said. Its pinkish eyes widened and blinked. Gasps and hisses could be heard among the other voices. Slowly, they came forward from the shadows into the cavern's light. Most of them were long-haired and unkempt, but normal in size. What was left of their clothes was in shambles. Men, mostly. Orcs, gnolls, and goblins were among them. It poked him in the chest.
I am a Triant. My name is Blitver. My mother was a troll. And my father, a giant.
I think that is one of the worst things that's ever been bred. Said.
Gourley yawned and covered his mouth.
I guess that explains the present company of scary faces you keep.
He yawned again.
And what a fine establishment you have set up. How much to rent one of these caves?
The monster said.
I'm going to enjoy you.
It crept closer and eyed his chains.
My, you must be special.
It flicked Gourley's shackles.
I've not seen Moorite in an age. Take a look at this, boys.
The faces crowded in.
Indeed, you are special. Very special. As the phantom did say.
It huffed and leered at Gourley.
Who are you? And how did you get those scales?
It brushed its arms with the back of its fingers. Gourley felt ill, and his stomach was still turning. The multitudes were pressing in and tugging at his chains. It took everything he had not to take a swing at them. To not change and escape the chains. But the desperation in their eyes left a feeling of pity in him. These people were condemned. Some of them might have been soldiers that fought against the forces of Barnabas. Others might have been failed enforcers of the same. The monstrous humanoid was their warden, and he probably already had his henchmen scattered among the crowd, feeling him out. And the phantom, that was the gatekeeper of the deep.
I am just one of you now, it seems,
Gurley said.
When do we eat?
The monster clapped his hands.
You are a delight to my dungeon. A man of wits and games. Well, now, let's see what we can do to make our guest more comfortable. Let's get you out of those chains.
That would be kind.
Bring an axe and block!
It shouted. The crowd parted, making a pathway for a large humanoid that approached. Its head and shoulders were covered in shaggy black fur, and it stood taller than the others. Broad and muscular, it came with a large block of wood tucked under one arm and a great axe slung over its shoulder.
A bugbear. They have all the worst down here. How quaint.
It dropped the heavy block of wood down on the ground with a snort and clutched its axe in both hands.
I don't think that blade is of much use against Borite,
Gurley said. He laid the chains across the block.
But you are welcome to take a whack.
The monster's chuckle was low and wicked.
Oh, we know our plans can't break those chains. But removing your hands from your wrists, that's another thing.
Gurley jerked his hands away.
What?
Grab him.
A surge of bodies seized him, pinned him down, and held his arms in place.
Oh, don't worry, Nath Dragon. With any luck, your dragon skin will hold.
No, it won't.
And,
the monster continued,
you will have passed your test. Of course, if you fail, you'll be doomed like the rest of us.
He signaled to the bugbear. The axe flashed up over his head.